Okay, this is InterCity Press's podcast for today, Thursday, November 4th, 2021, here in the Southern District of New York Courthouse. We've covered more than 10 cases, but we just finished covering the detention or release hearings of a mixture of Metropolitan Correctional Center guards and prisoners who conspired together to bring contraband, K2 marijuana, into the and other contraband into the now closed jail. It's closed after the Jeffrey Epstein was found dead there. They've moved everyone to Brooklyn. Things are not going well, but this is a sort of after-arising indictment. Now, what was interesting, earlier today we wrote a story about it because one of the inmates charged is Harv Ellison. He was the kidnapper, carjacker, previous friend and associate of Tekashi 6ix9ine Daniel Hernandez, and he jacked him and is now serving a lengthy prison sentence. He's been putting in letters for compassionate release, and it turns out during that time, and a letter for his sentencing was submitted by then-MCC employee Sharon Griffith McKnight. I just saw her released on a $150,000 bond. Let me describe the final three jail or bail proceedings of the evening. A Mr. Valerio, who was a prisoner who wired money to guards to not search his cell and to bring things in, well, he was detained. The government demanded detention, and Magistrate Judge Sarah L. Cave did detain him. Now, probably he was previously convicted of fleeing a federal facility, so it was an uphill fight for his attorney, Mr. Silverman, and he lost, and he will be detained. The next hearing in this is December 9th in front of Judge Carter. But the ringleader, the named plaintiff, Perry Joyner, he was released on $300,000 bond. His mother is a corrections officer. He's not to speak to any co-defendants, and interestingly, two individuals were also named as not to be spoken to: a Jasmine Cadet and a Chris Yearwood. Now, it's unclear why. The assistant U.S. attorney in court, in terms of detaining Valerio, said, "I hadn't meant to say this in open court, but admitted. Mr. Valerio has admitted to wiring money to Mario Feliciano to not search his cell." Apparently that's not in the indictment. It was only whipped out for purposes of detention. In any event, two out of three ain't bad, as they say. Joyner and Griffith McKnight are going out into the night. There's a photographer waiting in front, I guess, to get a photo of them. I've come here to record this podcast and to put the story up. Meanwhile, we've put in a number of questions to the United Nations. None have been answered, including this late-breaking news: Colin Stewart, accused of sexual harassment in connection with his previous post in Western Sahara. It goes all the way back through his career. Never addressed. InterCity Press, which reported on the whistleblower's claims, was banned from the UN. And now Mr. Colin Stewart has been given the UN job in Cyprus. He's being rewarded by Antonio Guterres, who rewards sexual harassers and punishes free press while pontificating in quite the different direction. But we won't rest. We will not rest until we are readmitted to report on the UN, as we do from the courthouse. InterCity Press, Court Case Cast. Matthew Russell, Lee, to be continued.